Subject, I love my baby. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am 32 years old. I'm a 32-year-old man and a college graduate. I met a woman 5 years ago on the job. We had different situations, but I fell in love with her. She has two kids with different daddies, and at the time, I didn't have any. We had a lot of things in common and hit it off. I didn't like the different daddies because they were no good and did not help. A lot of times I questioned how she would get herself involved with guys like these. Going into the relationship, I knew it was a package deal. I finally moved in, and a year later, she was expecting. I knew who she was, but more started to come out. I decided to move out because her past was questionable, and she discussed how she used to use cocaine and was beat by her boyfriends and was a little wild. But she is carrying my little girl, and I want to be a full-time father, not a weekend father. So I'm going to make this work. During an exam, we found out that she has herpes and she blames me. I got the test and I am negative. No herpes. With my relationship in turmoil, all I can do is think about her past. But I want to be a full-time father. Steve, Shirley, what do I do? I love her, but this is not how I imagined my life to be. And isn't that something? Because oftentimes life doesn't turn out the way we imagine it to be. But here we are now with your girl pregnant and you wanting to do the right thing as a father. This is very commendable, by the way, that you do want to be in your father's in your daughter's life full time. I love that. Thank you for that. But now if you're going to be there for this woman and in this relationship and you want to make it work because, as the title says, you love your baby. Maybe, then you're going to have to try and fix some things. And it's a lot of things to fix. This is a lot. I don't know if you're going to be able to handle all this. Her past, this STD that she has. You may have to go and get a lawyer or just file for joint custody. I don't know. You say you want to make it work, but then, you know, with the herpes situation, are you really going to be there for her? You got to think about that in the relationship. You may just want to be a father. Steve?
That was interesting, Shirley.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer. I don't know how to follow that. I'm usually the one saying the crazy mess. I guess you decided you're going to take a shot at the crazy ass response to the letter today. Let's see if I can be a little bit more Christian than you. Here we go. First of all, man, you got yourself in a predicament. I'll admit that. But here's what I see. You said you knew you fell in love with her. She has two kids from different daddies. At the time, you didn't have any. We had a lot of things in common and hit it off. Now, you didn't like the different daddies because they were no good and didn't help. That's what no good dudes do. A lot of times you question how she would even get involved with guys like this. Man, women make mistakes all the time, just like men do. So let's slow down a little bit. Going into the relationship, I knew it was a package deal. Okay, you manned up. I got to give you this. So far, you're manning. You're manning through the whole letter, to be honest with you, bro. So I ain't mad at you. Then you moved in. A year later, she expected. One thing she gonna do, she gonna have a baby. So now it's the third one and the third man, the third daddy. That don't make a woman bad, though. You understand? That still don't make her a bad chick. I want you to understand that, okay? So let's keep going. You moved in, she was expecting. You thought you knew who she was, but then more started to come out. I decided to move out because her past was questionable. She discussed how she used to use cocaine and was beat by her boyfriends and was a little wild. Okay, now, what you got to ask yourself right now, man, is has she removed herself from her past? See, admitting that she had a past does not mean that's the way she is now. Maybe she was just coming clean with you so you would know all it is about her. You know, sometimes people think if you just know this, can't be no surprise you come back and get bit with it. So has she removed herself from her past? Does she still do cocaine? Is she still wild? You know, but then during an exam, you found out, well, okay, first of all, you said she's carrying your little girl. I want to be a full-time. You, like I said, you manning up. But during an exam, you found out that she has herpes and she blames me. I got the test and I'm negative, no herpes. Well, let's go over this. She said she was a little wild. If you have no herpes and she does, she definitely didn't get it from you. So maybe she contracted it during the little wild period. She could have contracted it then. Herpes is not a death sentence. It doesn't necessarily have to ruin a relationship. I have several people that I know that have it, and they live great lives, and they have great relationships. That's up to you. I don't have the power to tell you. But I got to tell you this right here. Then you say, well, you say, with my relationship in turmoil, all I can do is think about her past. But I want to be a full-time father. Steve Shirley, what do I do? I love her, but this is not how I imagined my life to be. I didn't imagine my life to be a lot of things it turned out to be. Everybody on this radio show got several things we could tell you that happened in our life that we didn't imagine it to be.
I ain't worth a damn thing.
So that's not a death sentence either. But I do want to point out your life to you from the way I see it. And then maybe you could make some considerations here. And then with all of that information, then it's up to you to make a decision.
Absolutely.
But do not go get a lawyer right now and file for joint custody. Don't do that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.